It's Wednesday morning, approximately 11:30 Eastern Time, and this is a report on what's happened so far this morning on Wednesday at the in downtown near our hotel. I'll say one thing that I mentioned getting back last night, and the buses are kind of unpredictable. I did mention that it took 15 minutes for the bus to get moving, and then once it got here, the first night's bus let us off the bus pretty much right across the street. It pulled up to this corner, let us off right across the street from the hotel. Last night's bus turned that corner, went a couple more blocks. It basically let us off all the way down by Broad Street, which is two long blocks away from the corner where we got let off last night. So I had about another 5 or 10 minute walk to get back from to the hotel from where the bus left us off. I really hope they get this bus thing together and make it a little more efficient as we're coming back. This morning, I woke up. I'm starting to feel very exhausted. I mean, being a delegate is a sleep deprivation is a consequence of being a convention delegate. It was getting close to midnight by the time I got to the hotel room, and I'm the type of person that can't just walk in the door and jump into bed and fall asleep. It takes me an hour or two to wind down. So it was well after one by the time I finally got to sleep. And then the alarm goes off at 7:15 in the morning because we have to get to our delegation breakfast by 8. So it's my body is not liking this too much, and I'm trying to do some things with diet and so on to kind of keep myself together a little bit, and I'm going to try to get a little bit of rest this morning, maybe even take a nap, which isn't in my nature, but I'm going to try to take a nap before I head down to the convention later this afternoon. At our state delegation breakfast, we had a visit from Ron Kind. And as many of you know, Ron Kind is a big cheerleader for the TPP, and he was confronted over that by a lot of the delegates in the room. Our friend Andy from Appleton got very confrontatory, as like basically Kind had about two sentences out of his mouth before Andy jumped up and screamed at him that, you know, to stop supporting the TPP and, you know, what about that? And Alicia and Song just kind of stood in the back of the room directly in front of where Kind's eyesight was looking and held up their big no TPP banners. And that was a little less confrontatory, at least less disruptive protest, but it sure let Kind know how we were all feeling. And then after he got done, and basically he was saying, we'll talk about this in the hall afterwards. And I just kind of yelled, let's talk about it now. He finally did talk about the TPP later in his speech, but it was just all robotic talking points. It was just a canned scripted speech, and it was the same canned scripted crap that we've heard out of him and other TPP cheerleaders and NAFTA cheerleaders before that, and CAFTA cheerleaders after that for years and years, basically saying, oh, but the other countries will buy our stuff. That's what they always say, and it never works out that way. What it ends up doing is that the jobs go to these other countries, and then we buy the stuff from them, even though they may have American labels and American brands that's always manufactured in these other countries. And the most troubling part of these trade agreements is the fact that they have clauses that, I forget what the official name is, but it's the dispute settlements. And this is happening with NAFTA, with the Keystone Pipeline right now. TransCanada got, or the Keystone Pipeline got canceled, got disapproved, and now the Canadian company that wanted to build the pipeline is suing our country over lost profits. And that's just criminal. These agreements, and they call them agreements so that they don't have to have the two-thirds vote that a treaty would, but it's a ceding of our national sovereignty to these corporate appointed boards, and it's very troubling, and Kind never addressed that. So anybody listening to this, early voting for the August 9th primary is happening now. Get down to your city clerk's office. Get down to your courthouse, whatever place that your early voting's happening. Go vote. Vote for Myron Buchholz in the 3rd District in Wisconsin. So anyway, once breakfast was over, we came back to the room, and I've been spending the last 2.5 hours catching up on chatter on Facebook and Twitter and our blog, and I'll get this posted fairly shortly, and then I'm going to take a nap. So I hope you're all doing well. We'll talk to you later today.